Existentialism is not easily definable. One clue as to whether something is existential is the topic being explored. Existentialism is associated with topics related to existence, so being, choice, freedom, death, isolation, and absurdity. A common theme is that people struggle with the central problem of being and the awareness that he or she will not be. But there are some existential assumptions that tie together the diverse work of the individuals associated with existentialism. The first is, existence takes precedence over essence. It was Sartre who explicitly coined the phrase, but it's become a defining assumption of existential philosophy. Now, what on earth does that mean? Well, existence means to emerge or become. Essence implies a static, immutable substance. Existence suggests a process. Essence, a product. Western philosophy has traditionally focused on the essence of being, on unchangeable principles and laws that were thought to govern existence. In psychology, this approach can be seen in phenomena like conditioned reflexes and instincts. But existentialists point out that things can be true and still not real. There is no truth or reality for human beings except that we participate in it and have some relation to it. So it's our existence that comes first. We exist first, and then we can determine the essence of things, including ourselves. A second proposition of existentialism is there is no split between subject and object. Rollo May's definition of existentialism is the endeavor to understand man by cutting below the cleavage between subject and object. What do you think this means? The cleavage between subject and object is the foundation of the scientific method. There are objects with a finite set of properties that can be understood through objective investigation. We are taught that we need to keep the subjective out of it. In contrast, an existential approach regards the person as a subject who not only perceives objects, but as a consciousness who participates in the meaning of those objects. So the subject and object are not and should not be separated. Another guiding assumption of this approach is that people search for meaning in their lives, and this to some extent defines them. Related to this, each of us is responsible for who we are and what we become. Sartre said, "Man is nothing else but what he makes himself." Such is the first principle of existentialism. Finally, it's notable that existentialists are basically anti-theory. Committing to a theoretical framework is thought to dehumanize people. No matter how carefully one deconstructs the mind, whether it be in terms of the id, ego, and superego, or neurons, we end up talking about abstractions, not a living human being. The existential perspective suggests that the best way to understand a person is phenomenologically. Phenomenology is the study of subjective experience. Here's the $100,000 question. Why is a chapter on Rollo May written about a man named Philip? Can you answer this question? If you know the answer, then you've begun to understand a key aspect of the existential approach. If you don't know the answer yet, hopefully you will by the end of the lecture.